If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
My membership site has a high churn rate. Let's talk about that today. And welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. We're going to hear from a fitness trainer who has successfully diversified their income streams. They have set up a membership site, which is often a really smart decision. It comes with lots of things you have to overcome and a lot of work, but it can be great for developing recurring revenue. Now, one of the challenges you have to overcome is churn, or people who are signing up and then quitting. You know, you have to retain members, not just get them to sign up in the first place. And people are notoriously resistant to subscription payments. And that's just normal. Like, you're probably resistant to them. I'm resistant to them. I'm always like, oh, I could sign up and pay now, but am I going to be paying for this for 6 months, for 12 months, forever? You know, do I want that? So you have to just think about that in designing your offers and different services and products you put together. So let's talk about that. What can we do to decrease the churn rate, or perhaps improve overall turnout, retention, et cetera. If you're facing retention issues in your business, or if you like the idea of starting a membership site, stay tuned for some practical tips.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, I'm a longtime fitness trainer offering a range of services including online coaching and a membership site with exclusive training videos. Despite various retention efforts, you know, like email reminders and special offers, I'm still seeing a high churn rate, particularly with the membership site. What should I do to improve the situation? In addition to the business challenge of it, I also feel a little burned out with the constant search for new clients.
All right, so a few things you can do here. First things first, just to note, people are going to unsubscribe. Like, you're never going to have a 100% retention rate. You're probably not going to have anything close to that. You're probably not going to have anything above 70%. That's that 70% in many membership programs is a really, really good retention rate. Sometimes 50% is good. That's based on people staying 3 months or 6 months or whatever a medium term length might be. So just understand that people are going to sign up for a while and then eventually sign off, right? But of course, you want to do everything you can to keep them there. So those retention efforts you mentioned, like the email reminders and special offers, that's good. But really what you want to do above anything else is engagement. You want to encourage engagement. You want to try to get people logging in, participating in the calls. Whatever the options for interactivity are in this membership program, you really want to drive those triggers. Because the reason why people cancel is because they're not using the service or they're not getting anything out of the product. So whatever it is you are offering, you want to make sure that people are somehow participating in it, even if it's just reading those emails. Another thing you can do is when people go to cancel, you'll see this a lot if you subscribe to Audible. Audible is kind of famous for this. When you go to cancel your Audible membership, they're going to give you an offer. They're going to say, hey, stick around and we'll actually give you a month free or, you know, a discount or something. So try to get people at that point of cancellation. You can also offer them a pause membership. You know, that's another common tactic these days. You go to cancel and they're like, how about you just take a few months off? And that works. A lot of people will say, okay, I'll just pause and maybe they'll still cancel later. But the point is you've kept them in. So you want to keep them in the system as much as possible. One thing that can help is community building, you know, just having a forum. That can be a sense of engagement. If people are posting or even reading, you know, a Facebook group or anything, where they have access to this now, but they will lose access if they cancel, that can help with retention as well. So remember that it's normal for people to subscribe and cancel memberships, but whatever you can do to reduce that churn rate is good. So above all, the most important thing is to help people use the program. Not just be happy, but do something, even if it's just passively reading, engaging. Obviously, active is better, but anything you can do to increase engagement is the number one strategy. Listeners, if you have a question, something you're struggling with, an idea, a business idea, something you're trying to figure out, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We have a new episode every day. We are into episode 2500 and beyond. I'm so grateful for you. You can always listen wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.